I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 3, Episode 18. I'm going to wrap this into over the weekend episode.
Okay.
This is the I 1982 JLP3 Porsche 935 K3, sorry. K3, but JLP3 version of JLP Racing. Probably the most successful 935, at least on the domestic shores, for one season. Mm-hmm. Car won Daytona and Sebring, as well as the Drivers' Championship in 1982 for John Paul Jr. The car is now presently owned by Zac Brown. There it is, all its glory. In a four-wheel drift, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's pretty tough to do. Those things. Anyways, on tonight's episode, we'll talk NASCAR and the Kentucky Derby finish. What?
No. It's all that matters is finish.
Finish, right. Talk Formula One?
Mm-hmm.
Upset?
Sure.
Sure. Call it what you want. We'll have some news and notes. We'll look ahead to, is IndyCar this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This kicks off the Indy festivities.
Yep.
We have some news and notes. IndyCar, too. Some secret testing going on at Gateway.
Ooh.
And we'll, you know, see what happens. Also, happy birthday to us. Our anniversary show. This is our 100th episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. 3 years.
Yeah. I think there's a part one and part two somewhere in the mix. This.
Yeah.
Anyways,
we're at 100 overall.
The numbering, yes, is 100 now.
We do have an official count of 100, so.
Yeah.
I just can't do that during the season because it's that triple digits.
Yeah. No,
we run into karting numbers then, and I'm not going looking for karting drivers.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
That's pretty cool, though. The 100th episode was my favorite racing car, too. That's awesome. All right. Nate would have been advocating for Kyle Busch in the M&M's car, but we did NASCAR 2 weeks in a row, so need to give it a break.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, let's move to NASCAR. Wow. I will say this. Kyle Larson was like buzzing around the front all week, all race. So not surprised that he was up at the front at the end. At the end, we had overtime.
Okay.
As we always do with NASCAR.
Scripted. Well, not always, but.
Scripted. But what we got was a photo finish with Kyle Larson winning. And Clint Bowyer once again being wrong, calling the winner. So I was kind of like psyched. Love that. Not the first time he's done it this year, Big Clint.
In his defense, just watching the replay of it, the timing and scoring board doesn't change to reflect Larson's the winner. Like it shows Buescher as the winner.
So what you're saying is he's watching the pylon, not the on track activity.
Oh my! Like you could tell.
I'm just giving. Like when he's wrong. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways, looked very eerily similar to the Kentucky Derby from the day before. By a nose.
Yeah. But you know.
And eerily similar because we had a little bumping with the number two, the horse that finished second. And Larson gave the old hip check to Chris Buescher. So, anyways, so The good news is Ford is still over for the season.
Yeah, I saw from a text chain that apparently the the Fords were just dropping out like flies.
They haven't won in any series yet.
For NASCAR?
This season.
Ooh. yeah, that's bad.
So we had Larson, Buescher, Elliott.
I mean, in fairness, look, you came.
I know.
A dead heat across the line. Yeah.
then we got Mr. Unlucky, Truex. Hamlin, Bell, Bowman, Busch, Gregson, Michael McDowell. And then Bad Brad, 11th.
Yeah. Okay, of those, of that top 11, how many are Fords?
Damn it. I just had it. Now I went to... How did it jump the standings? Oh, boy.
Because what? Buescher's won. Keselowski's won.
No, they haven't won.
No, I'm asking how many of that 11 one. Were Fords?
Buescher.
Noah
Gregson. Michael McDowell. Keselowski. Blaney.
Five in the top 11.
12.
12. Okay. How many Toyotas were out there?
One, two, three. Then it was Larson in a Chevy, Elliott in a Chevy, Bowman in a Chevy, Busch in a Chevy. So four.
Hmm. Oh. Although the Toyotas have a higher percentage because there's less of them in the race. Yeah. But yeah.
Oh. Anyways. All right. I'm trying to find the standings now. Sorry.
Larson's doubly locked in now.
All right. Here we go. Larson's also your point leader.
Hmm.
Truex is the non-winner point leader. He's at 438. He's 29 behind Kyle.
In second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Young Money's got a busy month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many sprint car races he's done, too.
You think he'll be at the Little 500?
At Anderson? That would be awesome. Like, he showed up with the Hendrick pit crew. That would be hilarious. We got Denny. Oh, Chase is third. Wow. Denny with three wins. I know he's locked in, but he's fourth in the points.
Well,
he's got DNFs everywhere.
I was going to say, is he spin or win, basically?
Yeah, he's spin or win.
With his results?
Yeah. Hmm. Reddick, Blaney. Blaney doesn't have a win yet. Ty Gibbs still in it. Bowman's still in it with a win. Bowman's he's like Truex. You know, close but no cigar.
Yeah, he's creeping.
And then we got Chastain at 10, Chris Buescher at 11, Kurt Busch. Oh, Bad Brad is 15th. He's hovering on the cut line.
Yeah.
He's hovering. Darrell's just in. Oh, good. Well, he's in. Fortunately, Logano is out, so that's good. I'll keep Bad Brad in to keep Logano out. Anyways. Love it. Wish Nate was here for this, but anyways. All right. Mm-hmm. Where to next?
Uh-oh. After Kansas?
And I said Kansas was a good track. Nate probably would just... You think he'd agree with me?
No, he'd agree with you.
All right, cool.
Because Derek Moore's got the local representation.
Oh, that's right, Derek, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot. Mm-hmm. All right, so next Sunday. Oh, this is good. This is a good stretch of races. Next Sunday, the Goodyear 400 at Darlington.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's a throwback.
The Lady in Black.
Yeah.
Track too tough to tame. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm all for that. I like that.
Well, we'll have to see if we can get some guests on the show next week because we've had some... representation at
yeah and then, at because Kansas then we start then we get Miami. Into then we get into the All-Star weekend and I just don't. It's like thermal. I mean, it's at North Wilkesboro, which is a cool track, but it's like, I don't know.
So it's Darlington, North Wilkesboro, and then Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Charlotte's for the 600.
Yes.
But that's Memorial Day weekend.
Right. That's, yeah, but those are your next.
That's when, like, Larson goes for the.
I know. He's going to go for the double.
Double. That'd be hilarious.
I think it would be.
Anyways. All right. Let's go to the biggest story of the weekend. Congrats to Lando.
Yeah.
Drove a fine race.
Yes, he did.
A popular win, I think.
Yeah.
Amongst everybody.
I don't think there was. Every driver was happy for him. So it was definitely.
Do you think Lance was?
All I'm going to say is there was a clear showing of drivers who made not just made posts on social media.
Fred Vasseur definitely liked it.
But there were plenty of people that went and shared in the celebration and congratulated him. And then there were also those who didn't. So, I mean, that shows who's...
Fred is...
who's in there?
Fred showed up.
Yes,
for the celebration. Post-race shenanigans.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, do you think a Ferrari guy would ever do something like that?
No, but that's...
But Fred's just Fred.
He doesn't
give a rat's.
He doesn't care, but at the same point, he gets it.
I know, but it was, like, cool. Nice. He, like, snuck into the... Yeah. It was awesome. I loved it. Anyways, God love Fred. Anyways. I listened to a couple of their F1 podcast brethren. Half of them, I'm not sure what race they were watching.
Well, what were the storylines they were talking about? Or what were the two differing sides that you were hearing?
Oh, no, it was like, the assumption, if Max not gone over the curb, hit the bollard, and ripped the hole in the floor, it was Lando would have caught him. Don't think so.
No.
Don't think so. Got second? Yes.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to win.
No.
All right. Then we had the pace car screw up, which I'm like, I'm not so sure that was really, like, it screwed up, but it got rectified.
Well, so the only thing, and I haven't looked too deeply.
Was it the only thing? Was it didn't they didn't allow for Max to potentially catch him?
That's the question. Is did the safety car come out and
they were saying it picked Max up by error is what people thought.
No. The safety car came out and held the field up. Uh-huh. The question that I'm asking is, did it hold it up enough to where it gave Lando the lead?
I don't know.
Because it was definitely close on whether Lando was going to come out in front or not.
So he
was going to benefit from the safety car regardless. How high up was he going to be?
Regardless of let's just say played through and Max got the lead. No safety car, whatever. Well, no, that can't say that because that brings me to another point. On the safety car, let's just say they picked up Max. Max was picked up, right? Mm-hmm. So, whatever. It wasn't going to matter. He was a sitting duck to Lando.
Who?
Max.
Why?
Because he had gone. He was dealing with the hole in the floor.
There was a hole in the floor?
Yeah. When he went over the curb.
Oh.
That came up after the race.
I figured there was going to be something like that.
No, it came up during the race that they isolated. Okay. That's why he kept falling back like 7 seconds.
Sure.
So, I mean, honestly, Max doesn't want to blame himself. Kind of.
No, but I mean, to the same point too, like the only guy that beat him was Lando.
Right. But he beat him, you know, Max beat himself, you know, but I'm just saying that happens in a race at any moment. But people were like, well, I don't know. Like, and I was just like, he was a sitting duck. He had a hole in the floor. It's like, you're not going anywhere. He did a great job to finish second with the hole in the floor. So,
yeah. I mean, in out of.
Now, let's just go. Had they not had the yellow flag, right? At a certain point, McLaren had a pit because they were holding off.
Yeah.
Could there have been a point when they might have pitted too late?
And Lando would have fallen really far back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, fortunately, like, they were playing the strategy of they were going to go as long as possible with the thought of there being a yellow flag.
So they kept Lando out longer because Perez was holding him up.
Yeah.
Perez dived in, so then they kept Lando out, and he was doing okay with pace.
Yeah.
So he was trying to jump Perez at that point.
Yeah.
I
was just curious. I'm just curious if that happened. Oh, they kept him out too long.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Well, the field was very close.
This weekend. Yeah. Overall,
so
yeah.
I mean, it was. But even his Lando's winning margin in the end, like, that was impressive.
It was.
So and it wasn't, and up until the safety car, it wasn't like Max was far and away I should say normally.
What did we see? Like 3-4 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, he wasn't just running away.
Right.
So I mean, it was very much within the camera shot.
and there was a lot of discussion about the. So we went from Saturday being kind of super hot to Sunday where it was hot and then it cooled down. So the track temperatures, so the tires were kind of going all over the place. So everyone was really kind of having a problem trying to get a feel for the tires. So, which is fine with me because that just adds to the intrigue of the race.
Yeah.
But it was just, that was the only thing I was kind of curious about was like, hopefully they weren't going to screw that up. That was my only thing. Imagine if they screwed that up. That would have been epic.
Regardless, the only thing that they would have been doing was dropping back behind Perez at that point. I don't think there wasn't much really to lose there.
So you would have been sitting fifth?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is it's kind of hard to get past people.
Yeah, so regardless, even if he did enough to jump Perez,
yeah,
he still would have had to get past
Leclerc,
Carlos, and Piastri.
No. Okay, gotcha, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
At that point.
So he would have, yeah, I mean, that could have screwed the pooch for them.
There wasn't much really to gain from the like you said, the field was running so tight that it's hard to pass. So they were
running them long with the hope there was going to be a safety car too. That was the other thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they benefited from that.
They absolutely. Yeah. So they got the roll of the dice there, right, which is fine.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. I'm just saying, like, let's just say they kept waiting for the safety car. It didn't come. Then it's like, you guys got to pit soon, you know, because then it's like you threw the race away.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think if Max didn't do the damage to the car, we'd be talking about Max.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't seem like they were as strong as they were last
year. But no one seemed to be, like, when you get that 3-second lead, no one was eating into it.
No.
You know, that's kind of where I'm going, and it would have been status quo.
Oh, yeah, it would have been a close race.
My concern was that if McLaren just, let's wait one more lap.
No, they'll.
Yeah.
There's too many times.
There had to have been a threshold, right?
Yeah. They were watching it. And it's not like they haven't been the team to typically throw it away,
right?
Either. Like they're all pretty much.
They got the sweet break with the timing of the
timing of the yellow
flag, plus where Lando was on the track to make the pit stop.
Yeah,
so good on them for that. I don't know what they did Saturday. Like, I think the soft tires just didn't work on the car. They tried softs in the sprint.
Well, for Lando, he was out lap one.
Right, but it was...
Because he got taken out.
Oh, it was in qualifying. Where did he qualify?
He qualified fifth.
Fifth, yeah. They were mucking around with soft tires, and they should have been... Everyone else, you know, but...
I mean, but Ferrari and McLaren are flip-flopping of who's the better car every week.
Oh, yeah, that next car.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I shouldn't say that. Not flip-flopping every week, but typically, Ferrari has been ahead.
Yeah.
But when McLaren can put themselves up there, yeah. they're there, and they're capable of doing it.
Yeah.
The question is, of those two, who can go challenge Red Bull?
Right.
Or not so much Red Bull.
I was glad for Lando because this kind of makes up for that whole Baku thing. So
yeah, Baku, Sochi. And,
yeah. So
no. Anyways, he finally got one.
He got one. So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos and K Mag. Those are my aggressive drivers of the weekend.
Yeah.
K-Mag racking up the points.
He does not
care.
I mean, he does, but he doesn't.
Right.
Because he's between him and Hülkenberg, they are totally in it for the team and getting the team points.
That's too bad. Hülkenberg finished 11th. Ugh. The Alpine just beat him. Ocon got a point.
Oh. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Wow. No, but they got points during the sprint race.
Alpine.
Haas.
Yeah.
During the sprint race.
No, I know. But yeah. They were one point, like they were one position behind getting a point in the race too. So.
Yeah, in the Grand Prix.
Yeah. But I thought it was good. There's still not that track is definitely prone to DRS trains. At certain points.
Yes, no. It's a tough track to set up for because you have a couple super long straights, but you got some pretty fast high speed stuff.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, yeah.
Then you get the gimmicky.
The super low speed.
That gimmicky sections. Thing in the back there. Yeah.
So. Yeah. I mean, they could have, would have, should have about some design around it. But, I mean, regardless, it is what it is. I mean, I don't. The track itself is kind of growing on me a little bit.
Okay.
But I think it's still just like the entertainment around it of the weekend that I'm just not a fan of. I mean, I definitely
they toned it down.
I know they
toned
it down.
They did tone it down.
Granted, there was some friends of the podcast that were
there.
That were there. So next week we might have to.
We should bring our ace ground correspondent in.
Yeah, but we also had some other friends at the Kansas race. For NASCAR, so we might have to have a big joint adventure.
We had this year they had an increase of 45,000 fans over the course of the weekend. Well, that's pretty good. They definitely did. They shut down the goofy driver introductions, which was fantastic.
I don't know. I mean, again, I'm also at the point of I'm not. I just turn on the race. I don't watch any of that stuff, really. Anyways, and even more so, I've pretty much just started watching the last few races with zero commentary.
Zero commentary.
Just zero sound. I'm like, man, I just.
I still watch. I watch the F1 guys.
Yeah, I mean, even them, I'm starting to.
Oh.
No, I don't know. It's just what I would like. From from these providers is if they could offer one one channel where it's just the track sound and no commentating at all.
Yep.
Because I mean, even when you go to a race, like that's what you're there for.
Yeah.
To just watch them all go by. So.
All right. Let's take a look at the driver standings.
Verstappen's in the lead.
Max is still in the lead. Sergio's second.
Yep.
5-point gap on Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Lando is now fourth. Oh, he's tied for fourth.
He's tied for fourth. Because Sainz also got a post-race penalty.
Well, he's
for causing a collision.
But they're both fifth. How are they... How is he fourth with 83 and Carlos is fifth with 83?
Because of countback.
And then Oscar is sixth, George seventh, Fred eighth, Lewis ninth, with Yuki 10th. Holding strong at 12th is Ollie Berman.
Who has yet to overtake him?
The Hulk. He's tied with him. And Danny Rick. Along with the rest of the field.
Hold on. I need to go to Wikipedia.
We are checking.
Come on. Lando finished second at China.
Oh, is that what?
And the next highest finish that Carlos has is third. So that's where he gets the tiebreaker.
And yeah, and I'm curious. And on points, he probably would have been ahead if he wasn't. He didn't sit out that race.
Yes. Yeah. Got he's it. He's okay. Also one race short right. than Lando.
Okay. That covers. So we're off to Imola in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bull is bringing an upgrade, so.
Actually, interesting enough, the if Carlos did race in Saudi,
yeah,
he would have had to finish ahead of Charles to be ahead of him in points,
right?
And so if he wasn't, he'd be like a couple points
let's just
behind
assume,
right now.
Let's just assume he finished where Ollie finished. And got 6 points.
Okay, so he'd be behind Charles right now. Yeah. So the hype train of him being ahead of Charles is no more. He does have one win over him this year, but he is not ahead of him in points.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha. All right. So off to Imola.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Okay. All right, let's move on to news and notes. First off, today the entry list for Le Mans was released.
Yes.
No Sebastian Vettel.
No.
So Philippe Nasr and Nick Tandy will complete the Porsche lineup. So no. Once again, no Sebastian Vettel.
Mm-hmm. But in the Wheeling Cadillac,
we got Philippe Drugovich.
Yes.
That's exciting.
That's a very good addition.
That is cool. Hopefully that bodes well for potentially next year. Grabbing a seat in the second car. In IMSA.
Drugovich?
Yeah.
Oh, you think his F1 career is over? Or what hopes of it?
Well, I don't see more cars coming to the grid.
Yeah?
So. We shall see. Mario was in town with Michael. Mm-hmm. They were holding peace talks. So we shall see.
Is one of your news and notes Andretti?
We can get to it when we get to IndyCar, yeah. What, is it an IndyCar thing? Or was
no,
it,
F1.
Right. What was the F1 piece that you had?
There were talks of how they've said that they are going to commit to F2 and F3.
Yeah, once they get a commitment to come to F1, that's been clarified.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know what you said. Yeah,
because there were reports saying like, well, they haven't like filed anything to.
No, they haven't filed anything, but they're wanting to know where this goes down the road, and then.
Okay.
So, but who knows? They might. All right. Let's go over here. IndyCar?
Mm-hmm.
Had some secret testing going on.
Secret testing?
Secret testing.
For what?
So, Théo Pourchaire was running oval test at at Gateway this weekend. So, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I'm sure it's... If he put in a good... effort, then I'm guessing he's probably gonna get the tip for the future drives.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. As long as they don't have a they still haven't figured out if there's gonna be conflicts. What's gonna happen with him?
Who? Oh no, Callum can't do the 500, right?
No,
that's right. Who drove?
Well, the talk is now that Kanaan's gonna step in. But the other thing with Kanaan is supposedly they're holding him back. Like, they're holding him in reserve so that Kyle can qualify the NASCAR car. And then Kanaan would do the carb day run.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of weird.
That is.
I know.
It's a cool thing of what Larson's doing, but logistically, man, this is wild.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy. So we'll see. We shall see.
Oh, sorry. To get back to F1 for a second, Ricardo put in a very good sprint race.
Oh yeah,
that was very good performance.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything of why it didn't pan out in the race or for qualifying for the race. Grand Prix as well, but overall a very good positive coming out of the weekend for him.
Yeah, I agree. So some good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Able Motorsports will not be in the Indy 500, so we're capped at 34. So we got one car bump.
One is going home.
All right. One is going home. As they say, they are still trying to dig around with the whole driver thing over at McLaren there, who's going to be in the 500.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Who did Ilott drive at the test day for them?
No, he drove at St. Pete.
Okay, so who was... Was anyone in that third car for McLaren during the test days?
Maybe Ilott was. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Not sure.
We are checking.
Oh, more fit. Here's some more F1 news. I forgot about this. Pierre Wache, or Pierre Wash, is staying on a Red Bull. He's the underling to Adrian Newey. So he just signed a deal through 2028, so he won't be going anywhere. And I'm contending that Newey's going nowhere but on his boat. Although he was spotted talking to Mario this weekend.
Ilott did do the open test.
Okay.
For the 500.
Yeah.
So they at least got laps in with that car.
Yeah.
And only did 8 laps.
Gotcha.
So not much.
All right. There you go. All right. Indy GP this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we do our picks?
Sure. And I just lost the list.
Oh.
Who's racing an IndyCar this year? I'm going to pick a RLL car based off of last year.
At the GP?
For the GP, yeah. Where are we at? No, let's go Graham.
You know Graham?
We'll go Graham. Ray Hall will take it, and Dark Horse. Can Herta be a dark horse? Or is that too... No. That feels like cheating, because Herta's leading the driver standings, right? Or leading the championship, right?
There you go.
Okay, all right. No, we won't. No. We'll go Marcus Ericsson.
Marcus Ericsson, like that.
Yeah. All right.
All right. I'm going to go, hello, hello!
Not bad.
That's my pick.
All right.
Dark Horse. Renus VK.
All right. Nate got his picks in.
Did he?
Yes. He went with
Santino.
Santino's actually his dark horse.
No, come on, really?
Yeah, he did. And then for his winner, he went. he went with Dixon.
Oh, I thought you were gonna tell me like he went with like Penske. No.
Actually, he just updated now. He's gonna go with Willpower.
Willpower. Yeah. Well, like Will's all right. He doesn't cheat.
Yeah.
As opposed to the rest of them.
Yeah. No. We'll give Nate power.
There is it's still salty in the IndyCar paddock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Be curious to see what the news will be from the paddock this weekend. Or this month, actually.
Yeah, hold on, better question. Who's won the Indy Road Course race?
Colton.
In previous years. Colton had... Oh, no, wrong race.
Sanzio.
Oh, that's... What's the over-under?
On that, how many times he says it?
On Lee Diffie saying...
How many laps are in the race?
85.
I'm going to take 40% off of that. I'm going to say he says it at least 20 times.
Okay.
And he'll probably say 5 times in the first lap.
Yeah.
But don't forget, I believe Scott McLaughlin is sponsored by Sanzio for this race. So that increases the potential.
Yes, it does. All right. Well, Pelot won the race last year.
Right.
Colton won it the year prior. VK before that.
Oh, look at that. See? Shocker.
And then it... and then the... So what? 2-4... This will be the 10th running of this race, and the first six were won 3 times each by Will Power or Simone Pagino.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And five of those six were Penske wins when Simone moved over. But the first year, Simone was with Schmidt.
Schmidt, right. Yeah.
So.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just one follow-up to the Penske saga. Chevrolet has no knowledge. Yep.
Hands clean.
Hands clean.
Hands clean. Didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything.
Nope.
So. Oh, boy.
Is there a two?
A what?
Oh, wait. There were weekends where they did this race twice, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then.
Yeah.
So then they've also had. So Dixon has also won this race twice. Power a fourth. And then Rossi won it 1 year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think I had a double up on that. Whatever. Anyways. I think the whole Indy Ladder Series is going to be here this weekend as well. So
oh, that's a good.
So you got the Indy Next Championship and the USF Pro 2000 okay. cars. So that'll be good support races to go on there. But yeah.
All right.
I got like nothing else.
No. Yeah.
I mean, coming up this weekend, it's Indy at the road course. There's WEC at Spa.
Oh, is this weekend?
Yep.
Nice.
6 hours there.
We have, NASCAR.
NASCAR will be at Darlington for the throwback race.
Which is fun.
And then we also have IMSA is at Laguna Seca. So that's coming up.
Is the Mazdas there?
Oh, actually, question.
Let me pull up my handy dandy schedule. Sorry.
Event details. Who do we have? Yes, MX5s are there. So is the Michelin Pilot Challenge, and Lamborghini Super Trofeo. So all of those series will be running with the WeatherTech IMSA series, GTP, GTD Pro, and GTD. So that seems like it's all of the classes will be there.
Kicks off Thursday.
Actually, I'm sorry. There's no LMP2 this weekend.
No, no LMP2, but all both sorry. GTD classes.
Yes.
Yeah. So wow. No, oh no, it doesn't kick off Tuesday. It kicks off Friday. Oh, that's a full day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot.
Saturday's a full day.
Jeez. Plenty of stuff to watch this weekend.
Oh man.
And if you don't think you have enough to watch, there's also MotoGP this weekend.
Where are they?
Le Mans.
Oh, that's a good race. Mm. What time? Time's the.
Oh, actually, if anyone missed the support races at Miami, go back and watch the Porsche Cup races. Because I mean, there was plenty of.
This is race two we're watching.
There's plenty of amateur moments, but
the use of track limits,
yeah,
is rather.
There's some that just say it's not just two wheels over the white line. It's two wheels are just barely touching the curb.
Curbs,
still.
Yeah, yeah, like that one is straddling the curb.
At one point, they just jumped the chicane. But yeah, it's good racing to watch.
I like it.
I have no problem.
I like it. That is a mess down there.
Yeah, race two has seemed.
Is that the beginning of the race?
Yeah, this is the beginning of the race.
Yeah.
Race two.
So they red flag it or yellow flag it?
No, it's just yellow. I think they probably go through the
pit. Oh, go through the pit lane?
We're giving too much away for this race.
Yeah, I know. But, wow.
Anyways. It's good stuff.
I did. I I caught the qualifying session for F1 Academy. Unfortunately, I didn't catch the races because they fell at times where I was doing stuff.
Oh.
So I'll have to go back and take a look at that.
Yeah. I didn't watch them.
So, anyways. All right. On that note,
good night. Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavender. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.